Kondo, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu the Magician. Today is Monday, wash day in most American homes, and we sincerely hope that every Monday is White King wash day for you. Yes, every Monday morning, before you begin your weekly wash, be sure, be very sure, you have a box of White King soap on hand. White King is first and foremost a washing machine soap. When you use White King in your washing machine, you are sure of getting plenty of rich, thick, energetic suds. Those suds wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. White King suds stand up, even when you cool the water down to safely wash dainty undies, fleecy blankets, and bright-colored cotton. And White King suds rinse away freely and completely in your rinse water, leaving your clothes free of both suds and soil. Clean as clean can be. So remember, please, no washing machine works better than the soap you use. Nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Knowing now how completely he has fallen under the influence of the diabolical Dimitri, Bob Regent has determined to confront him in a final desperate effort to spell. With Betty, Bob has gone to the cellars of the castle and discovered the ancient room which, for centuries, has been used as a temple of black magic. Meanwhile, Frank Chandler learns from Dorothy of the ominous prediction made by the gypsy seeress Blanca and suddenly realizes what Dimitri has done. By his occult powers, Chandler locates Dimitri, who has gone into hiding after stealing a file of secret documents from Jan Metsos. To Chandler's amazement, he learns the papers are signed with the initial R, and he can only think the plan of world conquest which he came to the Balkans to defeat must be Roxor's, that the sinister Roxor may, after all, be alive. Chandu, the magician.
And yet, how can he be alive? He fell into that old well in Malta right before my eyes.
Frank, you're making too much of that signature. Roxor's not the only person with that initial.
Dot, it all fits together like the pieces of a puzzle. A mysterious man with a dream of ruling the world.
But I...
Agents everywhere. And I've never known just where Roxor meant to strike first.
Well, if it's in this country, wouldn't Roxor be here himself?
Maybe not. Until the last minute. Metsos was sent here to take over the government. Get rid of the king. Make sure there'd be no resistance.
How can you know that?
But then, before I got here, something went wrong. Oh, why didn't I see it before?
Oh, Frank, you're building all this up on nothing more than that signature.
Nothing of the sort, Dot. You know what the yogi's been telling me? Do not be deceived by the appearance of death.
What? Roxor's death? Oh, I wonder if it is.
It's Roxor himself who's been sending men to Paris to search Robert's laboratory.
Oh, no.
And he sent Dimitri here. Somehow he found out about Dimitri's knowledge of black magic.
Oh, Frank, we've forgotten about Bob. How could I?
Well, it's not too late, Dot. Dimitri will bring those papers to Metsos.
Yes, but when? Dimitri may be miles from Lobova. And in the meantime...
Well, he can't be too far away. He was in a woodcutter's hut. Perhaps just outside town.
Why do you think that?
We'd have to be within reach of supplies. He may be in Metzo's office by now.
But you can't just drop in there. Mr. Metzos will think it's suspicious.
Oh, no, he won't.
And if anything happens to you, Bob will be under Dimitri's influence all his life.
I have an excellent excuse to see Metzos. Lupu's determined to kill him, and he's got to be warned. Now, listen, Dot.
But what about Bob?
Well, that's what I was going to say. When he and Betty come downstairs, don't say a word about Dimitri.
Well, why not?
You might bring on the very thing you're trying to avoid.
Well, I'll try. But hurry, Frank.
I will. I'll be back here with Dimitri, I hope, in half an hour.
Hello? Come in. Come in.
Good afternoon, Metzos.
Dimitri.
You seem surprised to see me. I thought you would be delighted. May I sit here?
What have you done with the papers you stole from me?
I have them here. And one other which I shall give you in a moment.
How dared you? It is well for you that they are all here.
I do not need them now, Metzos. And I will give you one final word of advice. Nespa?
If I speak one word, the guard outside will take you into the garden and shoot you.
My friend, you know you would regret it. There is only one step left to you now.
So?
Confess your sins and hope for mercy.
You dare not kill me.
Oh, you misunderstand. I will make myself more clear. Write a letter to him. Say you have seen, shall we say, your many errors.
How dare you?
You have been valuable to him in the past. He may accept your apology.
I have told you this before, Dimitri. I have resources you do not even suspect.
Such as Esteban's gorillas?
Huh? What is this?
I said I had a letter to show you. Your spies at the post office must be imbeciles, or I would not have received it.
Kirpas! Give it to me!
Not just yet. It seems your audacious little plan to recruit a personal army has been discovered.
This is a lie!
Metzos, you were better in the old days when you were a simple soldier fighting in the mountains. That is the lie for you. Let us hope you will be permitted to return to it.
Give me the letter.
Patience, patience. As I was saying, these complications have grown too much for you. Esteban the bandit, who has two good arms, unlike poor, unfortunate Metzler.
Who has dared to say these things of me?
Who knows? Your tailor, perhaps, who makes you uniforms to conceal your left arm. You see, Metzler? You have much to explain.
Shall I take off my jacket so you can see for yourself?
I did not say you need explain to me. I will leave you now to make your peace.
Where is the letter you say you have received?
I have told you most of what he said. Oh, accept these. Mr. Chandler is your enemy.
Mr. Chandler. He is an unimportant worker at the American consulate.
If you had done your duty and reported his presence here as I did, you would have known what I do.
What are you saying? What is it now?
I'm sorry if I've come at an inconvenient time, Mr. Metzos. I have something important. Why, Dimitri. Back so soon?
Come in, Mr. Chandler. Dimitri's leaving now.
Just yet. I would like to hear what Mr. Chandler has to say. You don't mind, Mr. Chandler?
Not at all. In fact, I'm very glad to find you here. Mr. Metzos, I came to tell you your life's in danger.
Come on.
So, I knew you were lying, Dimitri.
Wait, Metzos. There is purpose in this story. You will see.
And so will you, Dimitri.
Tell me, Mr. Chandler, who threatens my life?
You remember some years ago a street fight in Rovno? Andrei Ratislav was arrested and later hanged as a traitor.
I remember it well.
You killed a man that night. His young brother saw it. He's been after you ever since. Now he's here.
Who is he? I will have him shot. How did he enter the country?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that. I don't believe in personal vengeance, though, so I'm warning you. He's deadly with a knife.
Yekwe, I will not forget this.
And I said you were audacious, Metzos. My compliments, Mr. Chandler.
Pay no attention to him, Mr. Chandler. It is only...
Metzos, ask him how he knows all this. Ask him if he was there himself.
Impossible.
We? Who was the man responsible for Radislav's arrest?
I do not know. I had to hide for months.
I know. It was Mr. Chandler. Now do you believe me?
If he is my enemy, why should he come to warn me of this man with the knife?
Because he knows you are stupid enough to be taken in by such a trick.
Quicksilver, you shall not...
A moment, Metzos. If you will not believe me, here is something you will believe. The letter.
So?
Look at it. I am sure Mr. Chandler will be interested to see it also.
I see he signed it with just his initial, as Napoleon used to do. Interesting.
You know who he is?
Oh, yes. He's given up calling himself Max Bowden entirely, I suppose.
Oh, Metzos, I should like a photograph of your face at this moment.
Be silent! Mr. Chandler, you will explain this.
It's a long story, Mr. Metzos. I, too, worked for Roxor at one time.
So?
Metzos, you fool. You believe him?
It's quite true. He employed me in Cairo, under the impression that I was a sorcerer.
Call in your guards, Metzos, and have him shot.
No. It is exactly what Roxor would do. For years he has searched for a sorcerer.
You should know that, Dimitri. You, of all people.
Nom de nom. As soon as Metzos has been relieved of his responsibilities here, I will deal with you, Mr.
I have had enough of this talk. Dimitri, it is your lies that have made all the trouble.
So you propose to...
Tonight, I will go to Roxor myself.
It is the ideal solution to your difficulties. You will not live to return.
You insolent dog!
Before this goes any farther,
what
Mr.
What is Mithos? Going on out there? Dimitri!
Lubu! No! Get down, Metzos. Look out! Get out of my way, Dimitri. Dimitri! Where are those fellows?
Trying to catch your gypsy. Metzos is beyond help. I congratulate you.
It's just like you to think I'd arrange this.
Unfortunately, though, you will now have to deal with me.
And now, before we say goodnight, Chandu the magician has an exciting gift for all you ladies listening. The gift of a helpful wash book prepared for you by the makers of White King Soap. The name of this book is Washing Made Easy, and it is yours for the asking in exchange for just one White King Soap box top. Washing Made Easy is written just like a cookbook. It gives you rules and recipes for every type of wash day problem. It tells you exactly how much soap to use, how to overcome hard water problems, how to use and care for your automatic washing machine. And now this White King wash book is yours as a gift from Chandu the magician in exchange for one White King soap box top mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. If you are having any wash day problems, send in the questions you would like answered by White King's staff of wash day experts. Mail in your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.